Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We did a lot of Mets yesterday, and thinking about the Yankees, and it does tie into the Mets a little bit with Cody Bellinger, but thinking about the Yankees after Brian Cashman spoke yesterday, I don't think the Yankees can have a good offseason if it doesn't include bringing Cody Bellinger back. We went over this last year with Juan Soto, and we know what the Yankees did with Plan B and all that. I don't know how you can make a case for the Yankees to make their team better, which is what they need to do, because progressively they've gotten worse going from World Series to Division Series. Got to get better and close the gap. I don't know if they could get better without Cody Bellinger.
You know what's funny? First of all, I don't really disagree, and I think it really applies to the Mets as well. Now, we did the Mets stuff yesterday. I think Bellinger is a guy who would make the Mets so much better, and then obviously if he left the Yankees, it would make the Yankees so much more vulnerable. But when you contrast, at least so far, and maybe it's going to change, and a lot of this is around Pete, I get that. But, like, there's a lot of juice and anticipation and energy for the Mets offseason. I'm not feeling it for the Yankees. Now, that doesn't mean that it can't wind up being really good. See, I think what it comes down to for Bellinger, and I do think he's going to stay, right? And I think he's got to be target number one. You could get to some other stuff, and we'll get to it as well. You lose Bellinger, a lot changes, because then maybe Grisham becomes more important. Now you rely on a Dominguez-Jones combination. Who knows if they're going to be ready? But I am not worried, and I don't know where you stand on this, but I'm not really worried about overpaying for Bellinger. I'm going to tell you why. Now, there's certain players that I am worried about that with. I look at Bellinger, and I see a guy who, even when he goes 0-for-4, can help the Yankees win a game. He can make a play in left, can make a play in center, can make a play in right, can make a play in first, can make a play on the bases, and for the most part, is going to put the bat on the ball to at least, you know, maybe scratch out a run the non-conventional way. So I don't know if it's going to go to 6 years. I don't know if it's going to go to 7. I don't know if it's going to 180 or 190. Wherever it goes, Yanks have to pay it. That's it.
Right, and that's kind of the point. And furthermore, there was an excuse last year to lose Juan Soto because Soto clearly wanted to take the most money. I don't believe, now I don't know this, I'm sure Bellinger wants to get paid and he's going to go with the best offer, but a combination of things. Juan Soto wanted the most money. He went left for the Mets, didn't care who was going to give it to him. He just wanted to take that. I believe Bellinger wants to be back. And if that's the case, I don't want to see the Yankees try to draw a line and be like, well, we value you here, but we're not going to get reckless. Now, when you do that, you run the risk of having a DJ LeMahieu-type contract, and you just have to live with it. But he's going into age 30 season. Forget about year 6 or year 7 if you get to that point. You're worried about year 1 through 3. Yankees, I know they always have a championship window, but we're talking about right now, maximizing what they have with Aaron Judge and what they have in place with Gerrit Cole and Fried and, you know, some of the young pitching, whatever. You're trying to win a World Series now. You're the New York Yankees. You got a player who thrived here last year, extremely versatile, good in the lineup with Judge, just a perfect fit. I think wants to be a Yankee. Just get the deal done. Whatever the market value is, if you have to exceed it by a little bit, fair enough. Just get the deal done. You're the New York Yankees. There should be no excuse. Last year they had an out with Soto. There is no out with Bellinger.
Well, I agree. And what I'd like to see the Yankees do, I mean, stop waiting around. And I know it just started, so I'm not getting on them. But I don't want to see this thing drag out into, you know, early December and other teams are setting the market on Bellinger. How about the Yankees come out and they say, hey, we want you. Here's a number. It's a healthy number in terms of AAV and length of contract. Let's get it done. Don't sit around waiting for these other teams to do. Don't wait for the Mets. Don't wait for the Dodgers. Don't wait for whomever to jump back in. Like,
especially if he wants to be here.
Yeah, and that seems to be the I mean, it just looked like a natural fit last year, and his dad played here. So there's evidence that, or reasons you would think he would want to stay. I don't like, dude, you're the Yankees. You're going to let $3 more million a year, an extra year. Like, what are we talking? We're talking nothing.
See, there's a difference, and this you could bring the Mets into the conversation here as well, and I've been thinking the same thing in regards to Pete Alonso. There's a difference between being reckless and just being aggressive here early on. The Mets did this a couple years ago with Diaz. He didn't want to go anywhere else. They wanted him back. Before he even hit the market, they got it done. Boom, 5 years, $100 million deal. And you could say that you want a player. The Yankees could say that they want Bellinger. Okay, well, if you want Bellinger, talk to him now. Forget what the market is. What are you worried about? You have a rough idea of what the market's going to be. Just give him your best offer. The fear is that, and maybe it's more so with the Mets because they're the Mets and not the Yankees, that they're being used. And you don't want to set the market. And then if the Mets, hypothetically, if the Mets offer Pete Alonso 6 years, $180 million, which I said I would do, mm-hmm. Now Boris and Pete have that and they say, well, bare minimum, we're getting $6,180.
Yeah.
And can go shop that.
Yep.
That's why I say it has to come with the caveat of, here's the offer. This offer stands for a week. You got a week to go do whatever, like, or whatever it may be, whatever mm-hmm. time frame you want to
put it out. We're not here to be used.
Yeah. It can't just be, you're going to come back to us and we're going up. No, this is it. This is it. You want us to go up maybe to $200 million because what's an extra? But at some point, you got to draw the line. I would just go with my best offer right out of the gate, and I think the Yankees should be doing that with Bellinger, and I would think it would be a lot easier with Bellinger because I truly believe he wants to remain a New York Yankee. I don't know that. I'm just getting that feel, and if that's the case, to your point, why wait for the market to develop? Just go get him now.
Well, and this is the time to do it. Now, the Yankees have a lot of young players, none of whom have distinguished themselves to the point where you're like, no doubt. Except maybe Ben Rice is a hitter. Listen, I like Wells, but there's a lot of room to go. I mean, Volpe obviously was a mess last year. Dominguez is making peanuts, but who really knows what he is? Obviously, if Jones makes a team, he's making peanuts. Like, outside of Aaron Judge and Fried and Gerrit Cole, where's the big money? You know, Jazz isn't making a ton of money. McMahon's, what, $15 million? And what other players are the Yankees really attached to? Now, I'm sure they'll talk to Tucker, and if they lost Bellinger, I'm sure they, or I would think that they might aggressively pivot there.
But would that be good enough for you?
Well, you know, it's funny.
Paint the scenario.
He's not a center fielder. That's the problem.
Well, okay, that's the point. So paint the scenario where the Yankees can be better off without Cody Bellinger.
Okay. I don't feel it, but I'll try to paint one.
Yeah.
I don't think that they would be. Let's say that Spencer Jones is the real deal,
and
he's more of a center fielder than Dominguez, which it seems like they think that he is. If he was in center, you let Grisham go, or Grisham goes himself, and you get Tucker for left, and you've got Judge in right. I'm still not sold on first base though.
But you could go get a first base. It would include Tucker.
Yeah.
All right. Well, further it then, I'll ask you the question. Could they, if they don't get Bellinger, do they have to then get Tucker?
I don't think that they have to, but now it's going to be very hard to look at that lineup and say, oh yeah, they've improved from the lineup a year ago. Unless you expect McMahon to get much better, I don't. Unless you expect Volpe to get much better, I don't. Unless you expect Jazz to get much better, that was good, you know, April through October or September. He's not going to get much better. I think Ben Rice will get better, and I think that's probably it.
But
Bellinger, and you don't get a Tucker or a Bregman, and they're not getting Bregman because they got a third baseman, and McMahon's got a couple of years to go.
See, I think that would be a mistake just to say, well, we got McMahon, and lock him in a third, and not go after Bregman.
Oh, don't get me wrong. If I'm the Yankees, at this point, I would say, yeah, you know what, Bregman was okay, but we're going to move on here. But they're not going to do that. So I've got to work within the realm of their new reality, which is obviously aggressive and fairly bold, but not over the top. So there's no way the Yankees, let me not say no way, unless they're able to trade McMahon and eat some of the money.
Right.
I guess there's always a way to do this. Bottom line is this. If the Yankees whiff on Bellinger, their offseason goes from, it becomes very unclear and it becomes very worrisome for me. Like, they got to get him.
Yeah,
they
got to. But they lost Juan Soto and recovered. So the counter to that would be, if you lose Juan Soto and recover, you should be able to lose Cody Bellinger and recover.
Did they recover? Did they get to the World Series last year? Did they look like a better team than Toronto?
No.
I don't know that they recovered.
I never believed in Plan B myself because I just don't believe in letting the best players go. But when you look at the fit, where was Juan Soto going to play along with Aaron Judge? Bellinger clearly was a better fit because you could use him in multiple places. I was even saying this yesterday on SNY. Bellinger is arguably a better fit for the Mets. They needed Soto because of the star power. Bellinger makes them a better team because you could play him in center. You could play him in left, give Nimmo some rest. You could play him at first, give Alonso some rest at DH. It's just the perfect piece. The Mets have three areas where they need to upgrade defensively. Center field, first base, and left field. Cody Bellinger is a plus defensive player at all three of those positions. So he would be perfect for them as he is perfect for the Yankees. They need to bring him back. I think he wants to be back. There's just got to be an alternative. If not, and by the way, even if they do bring him back, okay, then what? Is that enough? You're not bringing him back and bringing in Kyle Tucker. Are you relying again on Dominguez or Spencer Jones? Volpe situation. Mm-hmm. McMahon, you mentioned him. Ben Rice at first base. If the Yankees don't bring back Bellinger, they have some issues and got a lot of work to do. If they do bring back Bellinger,
they shouldn't be done.
Well, okay, so then what's next for the Yankees outside of Bellinger?
Yeah, I would love to see Schwarber. You can't do it. Stanton's he's clogging up the DH, which is part of the reason why the Yankees have had roster construction issues. I think when you look at this, and you touched on this to start, like whether it's Fried, Schlittler, now maybe Schlittler in a year or so goes in a deal for Skeens, but right now, Fried, Schlittler, eventually Cole, Rodon's going to miss the first month, eventually Schmidt,
it should
and
be
Hill.
It should be set, though.
Their pitching should be locked and loaded. So to me, you know, the emphasis should be on defense, but they need some more sticks.
Cashman mentioned it yesterday. Good to have a closer. You know, they have a Bednar set in place. You don't have to worry about that on the market.
He was good.
The bullpens I wouldn't worry about. You could build them in season. Usually Yankees figure out a way to do that, whether it's before the year with some under-the-radar type signings or in season. Cashman has done a good job at that. I just, again, look at the infrastructure, the construction of this roster. And you need to change some things up. I would be open to moving Jazz. I would be open to moving Giancarlo Stanton. I think those type things. Kwan, to me, is the perfect fit. So I'd go all in to get him if he is, in fact, available. Now, doing that, you're going to have to give up. You would think either Spencer Jones or Dominguez, maybe some young pitching,
you
not named Cam Schlittler. But now you do that. And if you could bring back Bellinger, now that could be enough right there. Big moves. Look at the lineup with Kwan in it.
Yep.
A true leadoff hitter. Mm-hmm. Now you have Bellinger in the same spot he was. Your outfield is set.
Yeah.
Grisham at that point would be a luxury if he comes back.
There's things to do. You know, it's funny. I think both the Yanks and the Mets need to make bold trades. We always focus on this about the pursuit of the big ticket free agents, which we get. It's fun and it's hot stove. But I think, and I said this before, I think the Mets get Schoolable. Now, I don't know if I'm as confident about the Yankees getting Kwan, but that's a trade that opens everything up for him.
You know, even with Bellinger back, they don't have a leadoff hitter.
I know.
Which would be a priority for me. Go out there and get a leadoff hitter. That's why I say Kwan is the best one. You want to talk about Arraez. We mentioned him yesterday. I mean, that would be another guy that would maybe set the table for the Yankees' power that follows behind him. Yankees a lot last year, BT, relied on the young guys. We went over it before the year, and almost none of them. Wells did not do what he was supposed to do. Volpe, nowhere near what he was supposed to do. Dominguez, nowhere near what he was supposed to do. Ben Rice, the only one who kind of popped there, and clearly there are limitations to his game where he doesn't have a position. First base or catcher, they like him there, but he's not clearly not a first baseman. I don't think he's a good catcher, so he's a DH, which leads to the conversation that they have 15 different DHs.
Yeah, yeah.
They need to change some things up, so maybe it's not just about who they're adding, also about what they're subtracting or trading away to clean up some of the mess.
Boy, we've been saying for years, move on from Stanton. We know he's got the no trade. You don't have to tweet us. We know that. But how do you not approach him at this point? Like, if you're the Yankees, how do you not approach Stanton and say, hey, listen, here's where we are. Here's where you are.
Yeah.
If we can find a move, would you be okay with it? Like, you've got to have that conversation.
Yeah, I don't know what the Yankees are thinking. Cashman did say yesterday, alluding to the fact that Ben Rice could be their first baseman.
Yeah.
I mean, Ben Rice, everyday first baseman. or at least majority first baseman?
I think he could become a functional first baseman. Not much more than that. Also, he looked pretty bad on those throws. You know, he would get on Pete, but at least Pete scoops him.
Also,
Rice didn't scoop any.
Maybe this is the best case scenario. You trade for Kwan.
Yeah.
You could have Bellinger in center, or Grisham accepts the offer.
Uh-huh.
He could play some center, Bellinger at first, DH a little bit.
Yeah, I like
Rice catch a little bit.
Yeah.
That gives you some. But that includes trading for Kwan and signing Bellinger. Maybe if they did those two moves, you'd be okay with that as far as the lineup goes. Either way, moves to be made. I think Bellinger is a big key. The same way I would say it for the Mets offseason, but I don't think it's realistic.
Yep.
Yankees cannot let Bellinger. There should not be an excuse. Last year they had an excuse with Soto. No excuse letting Bellinger go this time.
See, I don't know if, I remember saying this yesterday a few times here, I don't think the Mets are going to have a middle-of-the-road offseason. I think it's either really good or it's really lackluster. And I'm trying to see if I feel the same way about the Yankees. I think I've focused less on them in my mind because there's fewer options. And maybe I'm just under these, and maybe this is my fault, I'm just under the assumption Bellinger's not going.
Right.
But again, you know, if I'm going to be fair to the discussion, if they were to lose Bellinger and they don't do some other stuff, it goes to a bad offseason. Now, it doesn't mean you'll be a bad team because of the pitching, but, you know, the next month or so, Yankees need to have some good moments here. There's no doubt about it.
BT and Sal and the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Joey Clam starts us off in Brooklyn. What's up, Joey?
Hey, Joe.
The Rosado brothers, they're taking hostages. Hey, listen. The Yankees, Sally Boy, how you doing, BT?
Joe.
The Yankees got to fix the 5-6 hole, which they haven't fixed in years. They're batting 200 on those spots. And when you play first base, always expect a bad throw. Ben Rice has a frying pan glove. How are we fixing the 5-6 hole? Hal, where are you? Step up to the plate, Hal. You know what I mean? You got to step up. We're not asking you to be your father, but act like a Steinbrenner.
Well, why are you worried about the 5-6 spot when you should be worried about the leadoff spot?
No, 5-6 hole.
Defense.
Third base is shortstop. Shortstop is a stiff. You're batting 200 from your third baseman and your shortstop. You can't have championship baseball with garbage shortstop at third base batting 200.
Well, Joe, think about this, Joe.
Stop with the sunny dudes and the sunny sides. BT, where's your Uncle John and Uncle Pat? Brennan's Bar, Avenue U, a Jack and a Heineken.
All right, thank you, Joey. Joey is out of his mind in a good way.
Start the show, yeah.
So, okay, we all know 2009, and I get it. We might not ever in our lifetime see a better Yankee infield than Teixeira, Cano, Jeter, and A-Rod around the horn. I mean, really, as good as it gets, right? And he throw in some other players, but that's phenomenal. Does this sound like a championship infield? Rice, Grisham, Volpe, McMahon. The answer is no.
You're talking about infield? You said Rice, Grisham.
Not Grisham, I'm sorry. Jazz, thank you.
Sorry.
Rice and Jazz and Volpe or even Caballero and McMahon. Listen to that drop-off. Now, the 09 Yankees, well, I was going to say they didn't quite have the pitching of this crew, but they actually did with CeCe and with Burnett.
Why can't it be, if they don't need to go spend on pitching and they don't, why can't it be bring Bellinger back, trade for Kwan, and bring in Bregman? Well, that's too much to ask. It's the Yankees.
Yeah, they're not doing that. I don't have the answer. I'm not saying that I wouldn't do it.
Are you trying
to
close the gap on the Dodgers or no?
But where's the evidence that they would do that? That's the problem.
Well, Cashman said yesterday, you know, money is not should not be the
issue. Let's see it.
Well, then figure out how to build a better ball club instead of relying on all these young guys.
Let's see it.
Strike out a ton and hit 200. Well, Bregman's out there. Go get him. And I'm not saying be reckless. Think about the offseason they had last year after they lost Juan Soto. Bringing Bellinger back is not doing much. You're just bringing him back. Okay, well, now how are you getting better? Trading for Kwan is not going to cost you a lot. Give up one of the useless pieces, whether it's Dominguez or Spencer Jones, and they are useless as it pertains to today's Yankee ball club. You can talk about the potential and the future. I'm tired of it. Well, you got to go out there and win now. And what about third base? Why settle for Ryan McMahon? Because it's a good glove. You could have a good glove and a good bat and a proven winner in Alex Bregman. Go get it. I don't think that's being ridiculous. I want a Bregman last offseason. This offseason, what are we doing here? Are you trying to build a World Series team or not?
I think that there's certain offseasons where what's presented by Yankee fans is just, it's wacky world. Like, it's unrealistic. What you just presented should not be unrealistic. It shouldn't be. Now, the problem here is, and this doesn't solve anything yet until he either, you know, proves his critics wrong or Yankees move on. If Volpe was what they thought he would be, you could get away with McMahon at third base.
Yeah, right.
You know, if Volpe was hitting, if first of all, Volpe was the leadoff hitter, if he was, even if he was 260, you know, at an on base of that 34%, 35, rather than 280, 290, which is just utterly unacceptable, it just creates, and that's why Joey says the five and the six hole, it's a problem. It's a big problem. And listen, I think the notion of, well, you bring back Bellinger and all is right. No, you bring back Bellinger, you are what you were last year.
Right.
That's a starting point.
Right, and the point is they can't go backwards again. They needed to bring back Soto and build on top of that. Again, different circumstance. This year, bring back Bellinger and then build on top of it. But either way, I don't know how you can make a great case. You know, Yankees are always aggressive. We know that. I don't know how you can make a great case that they would be. Cashman said it himself yesterday. He said, quote, we would be better suited with bringing him back. Good, then bring him back and there shouldn't even be a discussion. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Joe DiMeo works over at SNY, knows the prospects and all these different things. He's great with the finances and contracts. He said the Skeens thing is actually through 2029. So did we get that? What do we say? It ends after? It's through 2029, so he'll be a free agent in the 2030 season.
Yep, I'm looking at it now. It is 2030. Yeah.
Also, he dismisses the report. So 4 years left for Skeens, and he's not that he's reporting otherwise, but he's saying like there's no way the Pirates would be moving on from Skeens. I guess to that, it would have to get to a point. We all know the Pirates will never pay him.
No,
so
they can't.
At what point then in the process? By the way, every time I talk, I see dust flying everywhere. Do you see that or no?
I don't see dust, but I also don't see as well as I used to.
Good God. Like, and I don't know if it's coming from my shirt or what, but I see these dust balls flying around.
Really?
I know, yeah.
Places are wrecked sometimes.
I don't know if it. Look at this. Like, look.
Look,
well,
yeah,
that's absolutely
it.
Gross.
Look at that.
When was the last time that was cleaned, honestly?
I don't know, but it's...
Schmooze's last show?
This, the studio monitor here, if you're not watching on YouTube...
Yeah, that's pretty dirty.
Yeah, but maybe that's where it's coming from. So, like, the power of my air coming out of my mouth.
Uh-huh.
I feel the dust. Anyway, I don't mean to be
Or
spinning.
When we hit this, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
maybe.
It's pretty messy in here.
Anyway, so back to the matter at hand. What time along the process in the next 4 years, if you're the Pirates, do you feel like you need to... move Skeens and maximize the return? 4 years is too early. Is it with 3 years left? Is it with 2 years left? At some point, they're going to have to trade him because they can't sign him. So
yeah.
At what point do they feel like the value is going to be best to trade him?
Well, I run him out there this year for 32 starts. Hopefully more, you know, half will be at home, so I'll make some money there. I would actually think maybe with 3 years to go. But I also don't know where they are in their system. Like, they've had a couple of competitive teams over the years. Like, if they think that they could scratch out a wild card, you know.
They don't even try.
I know. I hear you. But, like, I'm saying not necessarily
this year.
They really should
full shop. It's really embarrassing what they do in sports.
Like, it's one thing if, like, the Rays have a down year, and they're actually usually a pretty good franchise, but some other teams. But, like, think about the Pirates and what we grew up with Bonds and Van Slyke and Doug Drabeck and all those teams. And, oh, my God. Anyway, Jim Leland. So, and even before that, Mazeroski. I think that... their trajectory, if they think that they can mess around and win mid-80 games in a couple of years, that you hold on to them. But if you don't think that you could do that, I think with 3 full years to go is the time to do it, because what you can get at that point is, it's too much to turn down.
Yeah.
You have to.
To the point where you're more of a prospect hugger than I am.
And not even as much as I used to be, but still a little bit.
But
we
both agree to get him now for either the Mets or the Yankees. Take your pick.
Yeah.
What do you want?
Yep.
Literally, you could have whatever you want from our farm. There is no, but no Schlittler, no McClain,
Lombard,
no Spencer Jones, Bench. Nope, take him.
Gotta take him.
And I would do the same outside of McClain for Skubal, because I think he's that good, and you know you at least have him for one more year before he breaks the bank for the $400 million, and it's a need for the Mets. I wouldn't do it if I'm the Yankees, because they don't need him as desperately. But for Skeens, I mean, come on, if you're willing to give up a lot for Skubal, you got to be willing to give up everything to get Skeens.
No question, I agree. Although I'm sure there's some Yankee fans, if it was, I'm just throwing out a theoretical package. Let's say Schlittler, Lombard, Jones... it wouldn't be Jones and Dominguez. That's redundant for them. Say Jones or whomever they view
Ben
as better.
Rice.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to keep Ben Rice.
Wow.
Right? What are you trying to turn us into a 75-win team? I like Ben Rice. He might be the three-hitter for the next 5 years.
They want Booney. You could send him that way.
We got to keep Boone around. No. Listen, take him too. I mean, if we love Boone, but hey, you're getting Skeens. See you, Boone. I think that you would probably go like a lower level, somebody who's 18 that I don't even know about. I would do it. I guarantee there's some Yankee fans would be like, no, that's too much. I can't give up Lombard, and I can't give up Jones. Are you out of your mind? Has anybody seen Skeens pitch?
Yeah.
What?
No, I think that they would not. They are out of their mind. They would not want to give up the prospects. Frankie is in Bay Ridge. What's up, Frankie?
What's up, you handsome fellas?
Yeah.
Frankie.
Yo, okay, first of all, Sal, you know, we'll start with Sal. Sal, you give up the farm for Libby Dunn if you had the chance in Skeens.
Not really my type.
Yeah.
No?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I like she's nice, but no. If I'm putting it this way, if I'm making an all-in trade, that wouldn't be the way I'd be going all-in myself.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, go ahead, Frank.
Fair enough.
Playing too. Okay. First of all, you guys, I usually side with one of you guys, but you guys are on the same path today. You guys are hanging out today, same path. You guys both say that Schlittler in the deal for Paul Skeens. First of all, you're giving up. Why would you give up Schlittler? He's a proven commodity.
Not more
already.
Proof than Skeens.
Okay. Not more proof. Wait, hold on. Did Skeens ever pitch in the playoffs?
Oh, it's not his fault. I mean, come on, Frankie.
Frankie, that's fine. You're on record on WFAN on the Midday Show with BT and Sal.
Pull me on.
Frankie from Bay Ridge saying you would not trade Cam Schlittler for Paul Skeens. Correct?
Correct. You want to build a World Series team, right? Mr. Met fan, you want to build a World... First of all, we're always in the playoffs, the Yankees. Always.
I already said that before.
So what we...
You know what you got to get your ears checked, Frankie? I already said that before.
Oh. Okay, go ahead. Talk.
No, I already said that before.
Frank, get it together, buddy. Come on, Frank.
This has nothing to do with the Mets. It has to do with trading for Paul Skeens. Skeens said he wants to play for the Yankees, according to his teammate.
We have the eight... We have Schlittler. He threw 8 innings, okay, in a playoff game, okay? 12 strikeouts... shutout.
Frankie, we knew what happened. We saw it. You're thinking too hard.
Why would you get rid of him?
Save that brain power of yours, Frankie. You're thinking too hard. Would you trade Schlittler for Paul Skeens, yes or no?
He's saying no.
No, because you're going to add other pieces to the deal.
Yeah, but you don't know what those other pieces are going to be. And, Frankie, thank you for the call. I just disagree. Now, Schlittler, he does look different, boy. I mean, I know we all saw what he did. Even, like, when Louis Hill came up and he was at his best when he first came up, I think Schlittler, like, the first 2 months, I think Schlittler even looked better than that. But we're talking about Paul Skeens here, who's 23 years of age, who's got controllability through the year 2030. Conversation's over. I do whatever it takes
Frankie,
to get him.
Frankie, it's not that hard, bro. It's not that hard. You're going to have to give up more, yes, but you're not giving up. You're not taking from the major league team. You're taking Spencer Jones. You're taking Lombard. I understand the potential of those guys. What do you think you're going to give up to get the best pitcher in baseball who's under control? He is a bona fide superstar in the sport for 4 years. He's so valuable that the Pirates wouldn't even trade him. That's how valuable he is. The desperate Pirates wouldn't even do it right now. And if they did, they'd have to get back almost an entire farm system for him.
He's a transformational superstar. He's a transcendent talent. Now, listen, he could have Tommy John. So could Schlittler. Yeah. Lombard could be a mini A-Rod. Who the hell knows? But, like, listen, Frankie, I'll meet you halfway on the road or in the road here. Like, if he wasn't free until 2030, let's say he had one more year than Skubal. Skubal's got 1 year. Let's say Skeens just had two.
2 years, okay.
At least, and I still would be inclined to do it. But now if you start going Lombard and Schlittler and this guy and that, now at least I'm like, I got to really think this through. 3-4 years of Paul Skeens. That deal gets done in 2 seconds if I'm running the Yankees.
Yeah. And by the way, I think everybody would do that has a clue.
Frankie.
Well, Frankie, he's holding. But I do understand a fan's perspective based on what Schlittler did in the postseason. Yankee fans fell in love with him.
And for good reason. And he was filthy.
Of course, he was a beast. That's their guy.
Yeah.
The difference is you're not understanding what Paul Skeens is.
Well, look at it this way. Skeens basically does that every time he pitches.
Right.
That's a good way to simplify it.
And what would make you think, okay, so Frankie's counter is, yeah, but he didn't do it in New York, and he didn't do it in the postseason. There's nothing about Paul Skeens that would make you think he wouldn't handle the big. He'd be even better. He'd thrive in those spots.
Imagine he put 45,000 people rocking.
Oh, my God. Come on, be the best show in town. BT and Silent Fan, EJ is in Allentown, PA. What's up, EJ?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Sal, I'm not sure if I heard correctly. If I misunderstood, then I apologize. You would give, for the Mets, you would give Bregman 5 years, 165?
Yes, I would.
But you wouldn't give that to Pete?
No. I said I would offer Pete 6 for 180. Where are you getting that idea from?
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood you.
No, I said,
okay,
I wasn't sure. I said I wouldn't give that to Bo Bichette.
My apologies.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
I said, just to be clear, EJ. If I'm the Mets, I would try to get ahead of the market the way that they did with Diaz a few years ago and offer him 6 years, $180 million.
I would too. Okay. Because there's too many guys on this station that don't think Pete should be a lifelong Met for some reason.
Well, I don't care about the lifelong Met thing.
Yeah, but EJ, think about it.
See, I do. Okay. I do. A little bit.
Respect
that. I mean, the Yankees have Monument Park. We don't even have a pole out there, for crying out loud. You know, I mean, this guy is a foundational player when it comes to a homegrown Met, and to give a guy who wants to be here, who averages 40 home runs and 115 RBIs, he plays 162 games, his defense has gotten so much better, they're crazy not to lock this guy up.
Well, but EJ, and that's your opinion, I respect it. Now, the emotional stuff, the sentimental stuff, put that aside. So, you're right. The Mets don't have a Monument Park. They also don't have a World Series batter flying since 1986. And any conversation around Pete is fully focused on building out a team that could be better than all the other teams that have not won a championship since 86. Now, it doesn't mean that if you move on from Pete, you're assured a World Series. It's a conversation. And there are some conversations. I'll grant you this. There are some conversations that are just really idiotic. Like, it doesn't make any practical sense. Forget about the emotion, just from the sporting perspective, really there are equal sides and equal parts fervor, both ways to keep them and to let them go, because there's his flaws hurt you and his pluses are great.
I got more to say on this. We got to save it. We'll take a break, come back, reset with the Alonzo thing, get back to the calls as well. 888-808-1019.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This unnamed player and teammate of Skeens then goes on to say, trust me, he wants to play for the Yankees. I've heard him say it multiple times.
And just for remembrance sake, it was his girlfriend, Libby Dunn, who tried to buy a co-op in New York City.
That is true.
Famously got rejected, but now has... Now bought one?
Yeah, I think she bought a different one.
So she lives here.
And not just any co-op, Babe Ruth's former home.
Yes, that was the one she got rejected
that's
from.
That's true.
But
that's
she now lives in New York City, allegedly.
She does. Now, the story goes on to say, a person of knowledge to the pitcher's past intentions, okay, whoever that is. I just want everyone to know the sources before we can discuss this or you can dismiss it or care about it. A person of knowledge to the pitcher's past intentions said, Paul Skeens grew up a big Angels fan. He's talked about going to the Arizona Fall League when he was 9 or 10 and getting Mike Trout's autograph there. I used to think Anaheim was where Skeens wanted to go. Now, Randy goes on, and this is why I gave him some credit, because he's doing interviews. He's giving you the info. That they spoke to a Pirates executive who said, I dismiss it, but I understand it. What we're going to focus on is just how, what do we do to win games with him in a Pirates uniform? So the Pirates are dismissing this. The Pirates are not trading Paul Skeens anytime soon, but it's your first little nugget on potentially what Skeens wants,
right,
which may well be the New York Yankees. Tiki, knowing all that information, your thoughts?
Well, I mean, the Pirates were the fourth worst team record-wise in Major League Baseball a year ago. And do you see it getting any better anytime soon? So, of course, you're going to pine to come to New York, go to a winner. I mean, this is the Yankees, but it also could be the Mets. But ultimately, this is a deal that the Pirates have all the cards in right now.
100%, and they can trade him.
I don't know when or if this will happen, but it feels like it's inevitable, even if it's 2 years down the line.
That I think you nailed it. So Paul Skeens is a free agent in 2029. That's a very long time from now. We also don't know what the new CBA is going to look like, which is why the Pittsburgh Pirates are not trading him right now. Right. Why would you? What if by some miracle, and it's not going to happen, but by some miracle, there's a salary cap? Like, what if that's the case? It could change everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it would make no sense for the Pittsburgh Pirates to trade him right now.
Right.
But assuming there isn't a major change to the MLB CBA, he's going to be traded. It's just a matter of when. It's a matter of when do they want to cash those chips in. Here's the bad news for Sean, who's got a little smirk on his face, and every Yankee fan. I don't think Paul Skeens' wants mean anything. I don't think it matters.
Right. He doesn't have the control.
He doesn't have the control, and also, I think he's a guy who's going to get to free agency. So even if your answer is, well, he won't extend if he goes there, won't he? I don't think it matters. First of all, I think a team would trade for him even without an extension. He's that good. And I also think that even with a team like the Yankees, as much as he wants to be there, I don't think he'd extend. I think he's going to want to get to free agency and get $500 million or whatever that turns out to be. So while I think this is nice to know, and it shows that he's not afraid of New York, that he's not one of those guys who would just use the Yankees and go elsewhere, I think it would be similar to Gerrit Cole. Gerrit Cole wanted to be a New York Yankee. He didn't get there until he got to free agency, and he only got there because the Yankees offered him the most money.
Right.
So I think it's great information to have, but I don't think it means Paul Skeens is going to be a Yankee anytime soon. That's how I interpret it.
Okay. All right. I think that he will be a Yankee. I think that the paying him part will coincide with the fact that you're not going to be paying Gerrit Cole anymore at that point. And there's a major, major difference between Paul Skeens and all these other free agents we talked about. We're rooting for love. Because unlike these other baseball players who marry their college love or high school love, Paul Skeens' love don't need Paul Skeens' money. So if you love Livy Dunn that much and she wants New York, ultimately when free agency hits and you want to be with her, you follow Livy Dunn to New York.
Yeah,
and
but the problem you're running into is that...
New York, by the way? Do we know why?
Why wouldn't you want to be in New York? It's the greatest city in the world.
By the time she gets to her mid to late 20s in 2029, I got to think... What she's doing now, the future marketing opportunities and all that stuff. I think she wants to be based there.
So I think New York is short term. Then you have a family.
Oh, then she comes to Westchester? Lives across the street from me?
Exactly.
Well, she's from Jersey, so she probably has a ton of family.
Oh,
she's
going
to come
sense.
To Jersey.
I think that what you're
she could
kind
be
of
Philly.
She could. Well, I think that New York has two teams.
Mm. Queens is nice this time of year.
I think it's kind of like Juan Soto. If he gets to free agency and the Mets decide in 2030, I don't know if they will, to outbid the New York Yankees, then they would probably get him.
Yeah, I mean,
he didn't grow up as a Yankee fan. Keep that in mind. He grew up as an Angels fan, so I don't think there's a fandom thing attached to it.
Look, when you want to be an all-time great pitcher and you're signing with New York, like Evan, no offense. The Mets-Soto thing was great, and Boris could throw a ton of money at him. I think the Yankees would be loaded for bear once the Cole contract comes.
I really have to take issue with one thing you just said.
And the Mets.
And you're going down the wrong role with me. Who's the greatest pitcher in New York baseball history?
Oh, that's easy. Roger Clemens.
No. Most of his career was elsewhere. Like pitched in New York.
You're right. Mariano Rivera.
Okay, that's it. I can't even argue that one. All right, who's the greatest starting pitcher in New York baseball history?
Tom Seaver.
It's either Tom Seaver or Christy Mathewson.
Yeah.
Okay, and we'll put Christy aside. That's a Met. The Mets have a great history of starting pitchers. The Yankees' history is sluggers. Like, no offense to Ron Guidry or Whitey Ford.
Okay,
they've had plenty of good pitchers, but to bring up to be a legend, you got to be a Yankee, that's not true.
Well, how
if
many,
it was a slugger, I'd probably agree with you. Not as a pitcher.
Counterpoint. The New York Yankees are such a legendary franchise that could also spend money. In 2025, now let's play 2029. Man, there's not much room left to make your mark to be the greatest at something as a New York Yankee. To be the greatest New York Yankee starting pitcher of all time is something still open for discussion.
That's fair. I'll give you that one.
Good counter.
That's a fair counter. I don't think this changes anything. If it's true, by the way. And, you know, we gave you all the info. It's an unnamed Pirates player. That guy could be a minor leaguer who showed up in spring training. And I point that out because I don't know.
Like, was that Brian Reynolds speaking? I don't have no idea. Was that a single-A player who happened to brush aside by Paul Skeens at spring training once, and technically that's a teammate because they were teammates in spring training? I have no idea. So I always leave that to you guys. You have the information. You decide if you want to believe it or not. Even if I choose to believe it, I just don't think it matters that much. I think that, A, the Pirates aren't trading him anytime soon, and, B, he doesn't have control over where he's traded.
Right, and that's the biggest thing. The Pirates have all the juice here, period.
They will trade him to the highest bidder.
Right.
And then it comes down to which package do they find more appealing.
If you took out Paul Skeens' name and inserted Mikal Bridges' name, this conversation sounds very familiar.
No. I was arrogant about Mikal Bridges. I'm not arrogant here. I'm just saying none of this matters.
Because you possessed him
in
Brooklyn.
And I could not see a scenario where he was traded to the Knicks. I'm not even saying that. I think he could be traded to the Yankees. The Yankees could offer a great package. I'm saying that the comments don't change anything. So don't interpret that as me saying he won't be a Yankee or can't be a Yankee. I'm just telling you, I don't think it changes that much. What I said about Bridges was there's no chance he'll ever be a Nick. Stop talking about him. And I was very wrong. I'm certainly not saying that about Skeens. I just don't think the comments change anything.
Also, the Mets and Yankees are on the same playing field. The Knicks and Nets are not. Sorry. I didn't mean to take a shot at you there, Evan. I know you're in a nice mood today. You went to the game. You caught a stray there. I apologize.
Well,
trying to make it like the Yankees are this great destination. We know the Knicks are the destination.
I don't want to get into the weeds on it because it's irrelevant, but I don't think that makes any sense either. But again, it's irrelevant. We're talking about Paul Skeens, not about the Nets trading Mikal Bridges. But thank you for bringing up something irrelevant, Sean, and then having Tommy decide, let me crap on the Nets while I'm at it.
All right. You like the Rangers or the Lightning? Tonight? As long as
the Lightning.
All right.
Jeffrey in Waldwick. What's up, Jeffrey?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing? I love the show.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
What's up, man?
Hey, just wanted to ask you guys a quick question. I want to ask Tommy. Tommy, what package would you put together to bring Paul Skeens to New York if it were to happen today? What's your package?
For the Mets.
Thank you, guys.
I feel like he just wanted to ask Tommy about a package.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Enlighten him, Tommy. How big is your package for Paul Skeens?
Huge. I mean, we're talking massive. You know what I mean?
The most massive package you've ever seen.
I would say, you know, some are a grower, some are a shower. This is both, this one. You got to do whatever you can. If Juan Soto's mom got one suite, then Livy Dunn and the Real Housewives of the Hamptons, they get six suites. We're going all the way here with this.
Would you offer Nolan McClain?
I think you have to.
Yeah, you have to.
I think you have to.
No, I think you have to. Yeah. And I think that goes with Cam Schlittler with the Yankees.
Right.
I think that a player like this, and he's not going to be available right now.
Are we talking right this second? Because it's different because you have Skeens under control for a couple years.
I am talking right this second while acknowledging they're not trading him right this second. So it's more of a meaningless hypothetical. But hey, it's sports talk radio. Isn't that what this is? I think he'll likely be traded in 2027, 2028. And I think that our discussion on packages will look different then. Because once Nolan McClain's been in the league for multiple years, and by the way, the control that the Pirates would have over him is less because he's now pitched in the major leagues, he'd also be less appealing. So I think that the package that will eventually get Paul Skeens to the Mets, Yankees, or anyone else is far different than the one we'd put together right now.
Right.
But I also don't think they're entertaining it right now. But how far would you go with that package?
It's a huge package, and honestly, Steve Cohen, I know he's going to bring out the big package. So I'm going to go McClain, I'm going to go Sproat, I'm going to go Alvarez, I'm going to go Peterson, I'm going to go Mr. Met, I'm going to go
Jet
Carson
Williams?
Bench. Can't trade Jet Williams.
What do you mean can't trade?
Because it's an all-time great baseball player name.
Thank you.
It's like a creative player name when you're a kid, when you're playing MLB The Show. So Jets, non-tradable. Other than Soto, Lindor.
You would trade anything?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I think he's one of those guys where the Yankee fan would say the same thing.
Where is Jet playing ultimately when he makes it?
You want my guess or you want me to?
Your guess.
Second base.
Yeah.
I think he can be a super utility player, but I would probably guess, especially with the way the Mets are made up right now, he'd be the second baseman. Let's go to Michael in East Brunswick. Hey, Michael.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Appreciate it.
We're talking 3 years he goes to free agency. There's so many things can happen. I mean, the Pittsburgh Pirates, they could put the team up for sale. Bezos could buy him. They could re-sign him. You know, his arm could blow out, obviously not rooting for any injuries. And let's be honest, the little brother Yankees could be a dumpster fire by then anyway. So what are we really talking about here?
Well, you're right. The world could look so different when he's finally
chosen. That was a resalvo back at the Yanks. I get it.
Well, I mean,
look, he's not wrong.
And with all due respect, the only salvos that were thrown was started by Sean. We were having a very fair discussion about if we even believe this man's reporting into does it mean anything? And then it turned into Sean wanted to take shots at the Mets.
Right.
Then he mistakenly brought up Mikal Bridges, so Tommy wanted to take shots at the Mets. And it became a shot-taking exercise when the truth is it's not. It's very similar to Juan Soto. Shots were never taken. I just told you, and I was right, Juan Soto being traded didn't mean anything. He was always going to go to free agency. And ultimately, I look at the business of Paul Skenes very similarly. I don't think his comments mean anything. By the way, they're not his comments, but the reported comments of someone who once bought him a bottle of water to his locker at a spring training game mean anything.
I agree.
I'm clearly giving you my opinion on who I think told Randy this.
Yeah, clearly. I have to defend my presence right here. I understand. Yeah, I'm poking fun of the Mets. But ultimately, when you have a conversation about the difference between the Yankees and Mets, let's not hurt Met fans' feelings here. The Yankees have a different allure. They do, whether you want to admit it or not.
The ultimate allure is money, though, and I thought Juan Soto teached you that.
Taught.
Players go for the top dollar,
Evan,
man.
Evan, it's taught.
What?
It's taught.
What did I say?
Teached.
Oh.
Apparently nobody teached you that.
There was a report today from Randy Miller about Paul Skenes, who just won his first ever Cy Young last night. He won Rookie of the Year last year, Cy Young this year. He is the brightest young pitching star in the game. Skubal is probably more consistent and a little bit better right now, but he's been doing it for a little bit. He's won his second consecutive Cy Young, and he's going to hit free agency next year, where Paul Skenes won't hit free agency until after the 2029 season, I think we said. So he is under control for a long time. But apparently, according to Randy Miller, that Paul Skenes, who clearly has to be unhappy with what's going on in Pittsburgh. I mean, it's an embarrassment, right? I know we have problems with the Yankee management and they don't spend enough and blah, blah, blah. And I don't disagree. And the TV money's different. We all know all the different financial realities of Major League Baseball. And that's why there might be very well a strike or a lockout or whatever's coming in a couple, this time next year. But the Pirates are an absolute joke. I mean, he's filthy rich, the owner of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Filthy rich, and he could do a hell of a lot better and try and build around this young kid who's an absolute superstar. But when you hear that he wants to be a Yankee, that he, according to reports here, he is telling teammates he wants to be a Yankee, an undisclosed and anonymous Pittsburgh Pirates teammate is telling Randy Miller that without question, he's going to be a Yankee. I've heard it a million times straight from the horse's mouth. So Paul Skenes wants to be a Yankee. And while I appreciate that, and while I probably believe the report, I've never been one to think that the pinstripes don't matter and nobody cares about being a Yankee and it's all meaningless just because all of a sudden they lost their first ever big-time free agent that they targeted and want to go get to the Mets and Juan Soto, that suddenly negated everything that the Yankees are and do. Like, it's all been, of course, it's ridiculous. The pinstripes still matter. Yankees still matter. They're still them and the Dodgers. The Dodgers clearly right now have taken over. But they're the premier or one of the two, three premier organizations in the sport and one of the premier organizations in all of professional sports. So I am not overly surprised that Paul Skenes wants to be a Yankee. I think it's awesome. I'm excited. But here's the problem. It's one thing to want it, and it's another to make it happen. And if you think the Yankee, like, because there's a report that Paul Skenes wants to be a Yankee, that this lousy owner in Pittsburgh is just going to, you know what, forget it. I've already been on the record saying we're not going to trade him. We really have no reason to trade him. They have no reason to trade him. Like, let's be clear about that. Outside of the fear of injury, which can always happen to a pitcher, so I get that is real. And I know they're never going to win with him because they're not going to invest enough. But this is baseball. It's not the NBA. They're not going to win with him because they'll never invest enough to do that. This is the one guy that they are going to sell their fans to come to the ballpark. They're not going to. There is not any more prospects that they could get now trading him with 4 years of value as opposed to in 2 years with 2 years of control. They've got 4 years of control with the kid. I don't think the package gets any lesser if you trade him in 2 years. How much could you possibly give for Paul Skeens? Well, your entire farm system? Like, in 2 years, he's going to get just as big a package. He's going to get just as much a return. There's no way they're trading him for a couple of years. I would be stunned. It makes no sense for that franchise to move on from Paul Skeens before 2 years of control. Then you could start to talk about, well, now I start to let, now it's only a year. Now it's only half a season. Like, but 2 years, you are going to get whatever. The same as four. Because that's how valuable 2 years of Paul Skeens is. So while great, I think that's awesome, I would absolutely pick up the phone and call Pittsburgh to see what's going on. But it's not going to happen. And just because he wants to be a Yankee doesn't mean Pittsburgh's going to send him there. He's begging for teammates. They don't want to give it to him. You think they're going to send him where he wants to go? Just because? The Yankees are going to have to pony up. And by the way, yes, everyone. And I wouldn't hesitate. Everyone. There is not a single player on the New York Yankees outside of Aaron Judge who I would not trade for Paul Skeens. And even you probably have to do that. I'm not doing that. But, like, Cam Schlittler, goodbye. I love you. Thanks for the start. Go talk trash about Boston pitching in Pittsburgh. I don't care. Like, I love you, but no, God. Like, every Dominguez, Spencer Jones, Lombard, every one of them, maybe not all of them, but any one of them absolutely can be part of a package that goes to Paul Skeens. Any one of them. If you have to trade Cam Schlittler, Spencer Jones, Jason Dominguez, and Lombard, that's probably a lot, but yeah. Like, that's what it's going to take. So, yes, he wants to be a Yankee. That's great. He doesn't hit free agency for 4 years. And they're not trading him for at least two. And then the Yankees got to have the best package to go get him. Like, I don't, like, the excitement around this report, I don't get. It's nice. Feels good to be wanted. It feels good to be wanted. And as far as that goes, does it spit in the face or at least start to, you know, or does it, you know, at least help the idea that the pinstripes don't matter, which was always nonsense? Yes, the pinstripes matter. Yes, being a Yankee is prestigious and it's different. Yes, it doesn't mean it's the be-all, end-all. It doesn't mean every player has to value it the same as other players. But to make it seem like there's no difference and it doesn't matter who pays me just because that's how Juan Soto treated it is nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. So we'll see. I just can't imagine Skeens being moved. But yes, I would be motivated to move everything to get Paul Skeens here. Motivated to get to move anything. I don't see a timeline where we're talking about that in any real way for the next couple of years. Because it's in the best interest of this owner to just throw out this great pitcher, win Cy Young, sell jerseys, sell tickets, sell whatever he can because he's not making enough money to invest it into the team. And maybe you get lucky with the new playoff format and by the grace of God, they find themselves in a pennant race. Like, there's no reason to trade him. I don't think the return gets that much bigger as opposed to a full two seasons. Like, that's when I would really draw the line. Like, if I'm Pittsburgh and I'm saying to myself, I'm never going to sign him. He hates us. He wants to go be a Yankee. We're not going to put enough money around him to really go win anyway. We could get a crap load return. When you start worrying about the crap load return is 2 years. That's when I would really, right, that was Soto from the Nationals. They talked money, they talked extension, they talked contract. Then with 2 years left, they moved them. And they got a massive haul from San Diego. And they're currently building their team with the prospects they got from San Diego 2 years ago. And now, or 3 years ago. And that's what the Pittsburgh Pirates will look to do. But I don't think it gets any bigger doing it now with 4 years. I'd be surprised. Like, how much can you give? With 2 years of control, you'd give everything. What's more than everything? I don't see a value being added for the third and fourth year of control as opposed to just two. So for 2 years, they're going to roll them out there. They're going to sell jerseys. They're going to get lucky and chase the final spot of the playoffs for a while. But we're talking 2 years down the line before this even gets entertained. And even then, the Yankees got to come and bring everything before we even get to, there's like this, and then we get to what Paul Skeens wants. I mean, there's this thing we got to figure out, that thing you got to figure out, this thing you got to, this box needs to be checked, this box needs to be checked, this box needs to be checked. We got to do all this stuff, and then we'll get to what would Paul Skeens like. So, but it does feel nice to be wanted, and it makes you think about a rotation of Skeens and Cole and Freed, Rodon. Damn you, Rodon! You're having such a good year. No one's ever going to trust you again.
Yes, that lion forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in time.
On the fan, I apologize. I'm still dealing with a little bit of a sore throat. That singing was atrocious. I'll be better tomorrow. 888-808-1019. That's where we will take your calls. Fleek's on the other side. He'll be taking them. And we got you for 4 hours. An extra hour here on this now Thursday morning. And again, we take you all the way till 5 o'clock and the warm-up show. So, there's a lot of different ways to go, a lot of different things to do today, but I got to be honest with you. I want to start with some baseball. We'll get to Jameis Winston now being the starting quarterback in the New York Giants this week, the decision made by Mike Kafka, and just Kafka in general. We'll get to the injury to Jalen Brunson on an ugly loss where the Orlando Magic came into the Garden and ended the New York Knicks winning streak and undefeated season home at Madison Square Garden, and then he leaves in a boot and on crutches. We'll get to that, but I do want to start, as we were just talking about Boris and these general manager meetings and both Brian Cashman speaking earlier today. We heard from Stearns yesterday, and we're going to get to a couple things that Stearns said that I haven't heard too many people talk about, directly pointed at some of the issues that a lot of fans have had about him and some of the thought processes that we believed he was so, you know, invested in, maybe slightly changing off a disastrous season last year. But I want to talk about both of them specifically for one player, and it's more leaned towards Hal Steinbrenner and the New York Yankees, because the big thing that came out 2 days ago that Yankee fans are now, you know, furious with is the idea that Hal Steinbrenner and the New York Yankees, as reported by Joel Sherman, want to get under the $100 million number, $300 million number, obviously. They want to stay that, they want to keep the payroll under $300 million. And while that's obviously, like, their goal, I think that's fair. I don't think, and again, it's not like he said it this year. He has been public about the idea that he believes, and honestly, outside of the Dodgers over the last handful of years, there is tangible proof that you do not need to have a $300 million payroll to win a championship. And he believes there is a better way to build a team and a more functioning way to build a team and a way to have a payroll under $300 million and still be the class of baseball. So while that is his goal, he has continually gone over the goal when he feels the team isn't in a position to be a champion or to contend for a championship without going over $300 million. There's a limit, for sure. But I don't think you look at it as a hard and fast rule where this year he is desperate to get under the $300 million payroll. I don't think that's the truth. I think that is the ultimate goal. Build a winner while using the kids, while being smart with the money. There is a way to build a championship without spending $300 million. And while that's his goal, it's not a hard, firm line. And it's something that we all believe, and I believe, and you believe, and let's be honest, we know, is not going to be capable with this team right now. He is going to have to go over $300 million if he's going to want to build a championship-level team this year in the Judge window before the CBA. This is an important year for the New York Yankees. It is for every team in baseball and the Mets. And so specifically, as we hear that, and the other thing we hear is that almost the entire focus of this offseason is to re-sign Cody Bellinger. Cody Bellinger is the biggest name, quite possibly right now, in both the Mets and Yankees free agency. Clearly for the Yankees, if you heard Brian Cashman talk today or yesterday now, he made it quite clear, Cody Bellinger. We have heard every report, Cody Bellinger. And I'll get into it at 888-808-1019. And we can talk about Cody Bellinger versus Kyle Tucker, how that plays into the money and who's cheap and he's not his father and all this stuff. And then you look to the Mets, and clearly while there's a lot of focus on Diaz the closer, Pete Alonso, and that, you know, circus that will pick up soon and will continue to pick up now as there's reports about Pete. We'll get into Pete as well. But if you look at this team, they could use a third baseman like Bregman. But I heard Sal earlier today. I heard Evan on the Rico Bronya podcast. I've heard a lot of people talk about the great fit that Cody Bellinger is. And if you look at all these projections, the Mets are right there as the second or third favorite to sign Cody Bellinger. He can play center field while they're waiting for Benj, their young prospect, to come up and play center. He can obviously play first, depending on whether or not they have Pete, whether or not they want to DH Pete a lot. They can move around all over the offense, all over the defensive outfield, as well as first base, play center field, give them a good bat with a two-strike approach, who had a great year last year and really is now pretty far removed. And I know he's pretty far removed from his MVP season, but he's also pretty far removed from being an unusable baseball player that the Dodgers jettisoned. He has rejuvenated his career. He had a great year with the Cubs, and he had a really damn good year with the New York Yankees. And he is the most important player right now for the New York Yankees to be good, to attempt to stay under that $300 million, to do whatever they want to do here. It starts and ends. Starts and ends with Cody Bellinger. And here's what I'll say about Hal, because, yeah, you know, I have the reputation of being a Yankee shill. Sometimes it's fair and sometimes it's stupid. And sometimes I play into it and we have some fun with it. That's what we do here. But, and I've defended Hal Steinbrenner on a bunch of different things. I'm kind of defending him now on the idea he won't go over $300 million. He will. I do expect him to. I think that's the ultimate goal, not how he views this particular season. And if they need to go over $300, I think he will. And I think the calls about he's not his father, I just heard another one. As I was sitting in the control room talking to Fleegs, I heard another caller. He's not his father. He'll never be his father. You know, George would have done this, and George would have done that. And I'm so tired of that argument. But I will say this. I will say this. After listening to all the Met talk, after understanding how important Cody Bellinger could be to the New York Mets and the fit that he would bring to the team, this is a moment right now where Hal Steinbrenner has to be like his father, because it's one thing. Because last year's free agency and what they had to do was pretty much all wrapped around Juan Soto. And we know how that went. And I will say this. This is a fan base that is now furious with the New York Yankees, coming off losing to a division rival who had been in last place last year, who hadn't been to the World Series since 1993, hadn't won a playoff game. in this era with this great player that is Vladimir Guerrero Jr., they jumped up and absolutely kicked the crap out of the Yankees this year, beat them every which way, and were this close to winning a championship. You got the Mets, who clearly have joined the ranks of the big spenders, the Yankees, the Dodgers, and they went out and paid Juan Soto. They're coming off a miserable season, and you're going to see, and we're going to find out, how this owner, who's losing money hand over fist with the New York Mets compared to the money that the Yankees are making, we're going to see how he responds to a disappointing season. We're going to see how Steve Cohen responds to not making the postseason. And I'm just saying this. If the New York Yankees and Hal Steinbrenner allow back-to-back seasons where the apple of their eye, the biggest player in their plans in free agency, players who have come here and been successful and have played well and had good years in Yankee uniforms, if back-to-back seasons he allows the Mets to steal that player away, to pay and out-Yankee the Yankees and take that player from them and put them in their outfield back-to-back seasons, that will be the biggest indictment and embarrassment that this owner has ever experienced. And so to me, it comes down to two things. If you are going to prioritize Cody Bellinger over Kyle Tucker, and that's the conversation that Yankee fans are going back and forth with. Well, Kyle Tucker is the better player. Kyle Tucker is the better hitter. But Kyle Tucker can't play center field. Kyle Tucker isn't as, versatile and can't play center field, which right now, you know, hopefully Grisham turns down the qualifying offer. They don't have a center fielder on this team. Is Spencer Jones ready to play center field? Is Dominguez ready and play center field? He's clearly not. They're not even thinking about it. He's out there playing winter ball, and he's working on left field. Yankees don't have a center fielder at the moment. He's more versatile. He had a good year. He's got a two-strike approach. He's proven he can play in New York. But Kyle Tucker is the better player. The New York Yankees, if they are willing to lose and be outbid on Cody Bellinger to the New York Mets, they will have no choice. Like, they better make sure that Kyle Tucker doesn't go first. If Kyle Tucker goes first, they have got to sign. Have to. I don't care about the number. I don't care about 300. I don't 300 million payroll. I don't care about how many years. I don't care. The New York Yankees have two options. One, sign Cody Bellinger, and if he goes to the Mets, you have got to bring Tucker here. You have got to do something that feels like the New York Yankees. You have to do something that feels like your father. You cannot allow the New York Mets in back-to-back seasons to take what you have publicly said as the biggest player on your list to try and build a championship in free agency. You can't allow it. You can't allow it. So as I'm hearing Sal talk about how important Cody Bellinger would be to the New York Mets, as I'm hearing Evan talk about it, as you see quite clearly the need that they would have and the market that could build for Cody Bellinger and where the Yankees want to go money-wise, and they're probably not going to go after Tucker, and they are hyper-focused on Cody Bellinger. And I heard Keith say it, and I kind of believe it, but hey, like, oh, listen, he wants to be a Yankee, right? His father was a Yankee, had a great season. You're already kind of hearing, his agent Scott Boras talk about they've already connected to the Yankees. And, you know, he's talking about the Yankees want to add, not subtract. And, like, there's already this connection. I'm sure he wants to be a Yankee and Yankee. We said the same thing the entire offseason last year. Yes, we knew that that was a different level free agent with Juan Soto. And we knew that the money was going to get crazy, and we knew the Mets were desperate to make it happen, but we said the same things. He wants to be a Yankee. He just said, you think he's going to leave Judge? You think he's going to leave Judge in Yankee Stadium? But Bellinger's a left-handed hitter. You think he's going to want to go to Citi Field? We said the exact same thing last year and watched Steve Cohen bring in the guy. And right now, off of a season where, let's be honest, Met fans, and I'm not trying to troll, I'm not, but the Mets fell on their face. The Mets were coming off an NLCS run. They signed the biggest free agent contract in the history of sports. Everyone's talking about how they stole the city and have redefined the baseball in New York City, and Juan Soto's going to change everything. And then they got beat out by the Reds. And we know what happens when Hal Steinbrenner gets beat out by the Reds of the world, or loses to his division rival, or loses to the Red Sox, or misses the playoffs. Yeah, there's a move. There's a Juan Soto. There's a this, there's a that. But there's never a, I am fed up with this, and I am going to do whatever it takes. I don't know how Steve Cohen will handle what happened last year. Things are in place. The farm system is built up to a much better standard. There are pitchers out there looking to be traded. There are moves to be made for the New York Mets, who are looking to build not only for the short-term success, but long-term success, and they are getting there. I'm curious to see how Steve Cohen handles this offseason, and something tells me it might be, forget all this, I ain't losing again. And I can just say, Hal, I get your point about $300 million. You don't need it. You shouldn't need it. You can win spending less than $300 million. And I get your point about where the money has to go and the money for the building and all the different relatives you're splitting the money up from and all your investors and, you know, that's your family business. You're not running a hedge fund on the side that makes you $15 billion rich. This is your business, this is your livelihood, and you can't treat it like the Dodgers, and you can't treat it like Steve Cohen. I get it all. But I'm sorry. If I hear one more thing about Cody Bellinger to the Mets, if I hear any more about how the Yankees are focused on bringing Cody Bellinger back, you better do it. You better do it. Because all the talks about not being your father is getting overplayed and overdone, but this one would not stand. This one would not stand. You cannot have back-to-back seasons. They got embarrassed in Game 5 of the World Series to the Dodgers. You follow that up by losing Juan Soto. You get overtaken by the last place team the year before to lose a division on a tie break and then get your ass beat in the DS. And lose again on your home field. And the offseason begins talking about payroll and talking about one player. If the payroll is the difference that you don't get that one player, and back-to-back years you lose out to Steve Cohen and the Mets, that's something the fans won't tolerate. I think it's overblown about being your father. This is a moment you have to be. Cody Bellinger better be a Yankee. And if he's not, then you have to go get Kyle Tucker. One of those two have got to be here. 888-808-1019. We can talk about other things that these teams should do, both teams should do to try to improve themselves and what we could see for the offseason. We'll get to Pete Alonso. We'll get to some of the other comments by Boris and Brian Cashman and David Stearns, particularly about the pitching. We'll get to the injury of Jalen Brunson off a loss to Orlando last night for the New York Knicks, who are now no longer undefeated at home. And we'll get to Mike Kafka's first decision as a Giant head coach. And it's the first one I felt good about in about, I don't know, 4 weeks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.